Division 2B podcast. We have a good piece on the site, and we'll accompany that piece with this. It was written by Leinster Mann. He knows his stuff. And he was predicting a Railway Union win. And we've also had, I think, Stan posted as well to say Railway Union and a big gap down to the rest. And I'll just double check who he felt was going to come second. I think he might have said Eden Derry. And if I'm wrong, Stan, I'll correct myself in a few seconds. Niall Moran's with me anyways. Niall, Division 2B, it's kind of in a zone of no one in there is happy to be there. They're fear the hell out of slipping down to Division 3. And they desperately want to get into that top three tier where you can feel like you're progressing.
Yeah, I suppose that's true, Rob. There's a lot of teams, a lot of tradition there that probably aren't happy that they are there. But the league table never lies, so there's a reason why these clubs are there. And but again, like I said, there's some very strong traditional clubs there, and it makes for a very competitive league.
Arklow got promoted last year. Let's start with them. There's a couple of big games on day one. This isn't the biggest, I think, but it's the second biggest. They're at home to Guinness, who won the division last year. These two sides battled it out in Division 3 last season. The only reason why Arklow ended up going up, I believe, is because West Offaly had to go down two divisions because of their troubles. But Arklow are a team with a lot of ambition and obviously a massive tradition as a cup side. Guinness are a club that everyone's talking about on the rise in terms of how well they did last season.
Yeah, I think both clubs had a tremendous season last year, particularly Guinness and winning the league. I mean, I don't think they came in new into the league. They kind of filled the gap really for the branch. So they did really, really well to win it. One of the things that I find at the lower levels of the junior leagues is that it's very hard to see any continuity from year to year. Because just because you're a good team this year down at the lower leagues doesn't mean that next year you're going to have the same team for a bundle of reasons, for work commitments, for family commitments, for rugby issues, whatever. So it'll be interesting to see how can either side build on last year. Arklow at home in the Oval on the first day will be a very tough game for Guinness. I know last year that Shane Byrne tugged out for them on a number of occasions, which brought a huge novelty factor to Division 3, and I would encourage him to tug out again just for the novelty factor for guys to say they played against the British Lion. But you know, Arklow, they certainly traditionally have been a strength in Leinster rugby, and I wouldn't be surprised if they pipped Guinness at the very first hurdle in the league and make the potential coronation of Guinness a little bit harder towards the end of the season.
Will Guinness's progress, just before we leave them, encourage teams like Stillorgan and teams like that who, you know, are comfortable in the metro but maybe at some point want to start to test themselves? Because I know I was on their Facebook site recently and they weren't very happy with me writing them off against Monkstown, I think, in the Spencer Cup or something. So they'd like to pitch themselves against these provincial league teams, if you like, or teams that play in the branch-wide league. Do you think Guinness will encourage them to join?
Oh, well, I think the success of Guinness is a huge testament to that level, that rugby, I don't want to say that level, but that rugby, kind of social rugby, if you like, in Dublin below J1. CYM went the other way. They decided they didn't want to be in the Leinster Leagues, and they've dropped down, I think, to J2 or 3, I'm not quite sure. And they're happy with their lot. The big issue in Dublin is, and it's no secret, is that there's so many clubs and so few players, particularly now as employment issues become an issue as such, and because people are afraid, you know, you can't take time off or they can't cut corners. They have to keep the focus on what's important, and rugby is a luxury. So I think that for us to say that Guinness are an advertisement or a carrot for the likes of Stillorgan, yeah, potentially they are, but it's a big commitment to go into the Leinster Leagues, because Guinness will find, you know, the difference of going tipping up the road to play CYM or down the road to play Stillorgan. This year they're going to have to go to Eden Derry, they're going to have to go to, well, a tie. They're not really too far.
They're kind of lucky, actually, when you look at it.
Yeah.
Arklow's the longest trip. They could be the following season. They could be.
It would be the longest trip. But you know, but if they go up to divisions, you're into that kind of whole travelling, and maybe that's what the clubs don't like.
Yeah, fair enough. We don't want to. That's a podcast for another day. The other teams to challenge in this division. Well, I'm just looking at here. Railway Union. You know, every post we've got on our website is talking about them. They're one of the teams in here with a long tradition in junior rugby in Leinster. You could name North Kildare and Atai and teams like that as well. How will Railway Union do?
Railway Union, when the Leinster League came in, I think you'll find that they were a founder member of Division 1, and they've kind of gone down and gone up a couple of times in during the course of the history of the Leinster Leagues. But they can be a bit of an enigma. They flatter to deceive a lot of the time. Having said that, they did really well last year. They they pushed hard and they finished relatively well up the table. I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. You know, I'm always a little bit suspect when I see a lot of PR and stuff like that on the various websites over the course of the summer. And there's a lot of PR coming out of Railway Union. And sometimes you're putting yourself up there to be knocked. And I noticed that their first game of the year is in a tie. Yeah.
It is the game of the first round.
Well, a tie this year, I believe, have Wesley Whitten in. They've had a little bit of change of personnel. Stevie Ashmore's gone on to Kilkenny, but I've heard that they've lost one or two other players as well, so they may or may not be as strong as they were, but they do seem to have this hoodoo over Railway Union. A couple of years ago when I was in Athy, we bet them quite well up in Bird Avenue, and then we bet them down in Athy even handier, and they were meant to be the top dogs in that league that year. So the one place I'd say Railway don't want to be going on the first day of the league is Athy. Are Athy good enough? I don't know. I believe, like I said, they've lost a couple of players. Darren O'Brien is reputedly after signing for Newbridge, but you know, you never know.
Eden Derry
are
held the Towns Cup a few years ago. They're on the rise. Is there any chance?
They're a huge club. They're massive. Really, yeah. They're a massive club because Sleeping Giant might be putting it a little bit too strong, but they're stuck there in a GA hotbed.
Yeah.
And they're competitive at whatever match it goes out. It doesn't really matter who they're playing. They're competitive. They stick with it. They've got Donal Millen there coaching them playing. Just Donal is the wrong side of a big number, we won't say what, but 21. But they're certainly very competitive, and you know, if they can get the break, if they can get one break, I think that they could keep going. The momentum just stays with them. They're very strong when they get a bit of a run, but they need that run. They were probably no different than Mullingar. They were probably an aging team that was kept together for too long, and took them a little while to, you know, get into the new groove, as it were, but they're slowly getting into it, and I wouldn't be surprised. They're a wild card for this division.
And just to add to that, I was at the juniors match against Munster last year in Edenderry. It's a tremendous club, great pitch, really good clubhouse. It's a great place to visit, and I hopefully get down to them this season. Norkildare, I mean, no one's talking about them in any of the posts here. Like, they were only just dragged into this division last year. In one sense, Mullingar beat them in a playoff. Why can't they bounce back?
Norkildare and Athy should be nearly twinned and put together, because they seem to go up together in the divisions and come down together in the divisions, and both of them have a huge playing population and they do really, really well. They were unlucky to be dragged into this last year, but at the end of the day, the league table never lies. Are they good enough to go up? The reality is, no one knows. I suppose one of the difficulties with Norkildare is every year it seems to be a different team, and I would suspect that they'll be mid-table.
Balbriggan and Swords are everyone's tip for the bottom two. You know, Swords, I think, had Chris Keane helping them out a few years ago and doing a bit of bits and bobs for them. They had a real good push to begin with in the leagues, but now they're, from where they are right now, it's great to be in this division. Can they stay in it? And, you know, they're near enough rivals. Balbriggan could be one of the teams that's battling with them to avoid the drop.
Well, Swords are always up for the match against Balbriggan and Malahide. They're the two games that they want to win. Look, Swords on their day can beat any team. It depends how they turn up and what frame of mind they turn up in. Balbriggan actually went and got to Leinster County's final as North County Dublin about two or three seasons ago. So there's huge ability in both clubs. It really is down to, do they want it and are the lads prepared to put the effort in? There's no doubting that they're fine clubs, that they've actually progressed insofar as they're out of that Division 3 quagmire. Now they want to stay out of it. It's going to be difficult for them. I wouldn't write either of them off for relegation, but they are good enough to stay out of it.
At this stage, since we've done in a couple of weeks' time, folks, and when it gets closer to the start of the season, we'll preview that Division 3 quagmire as well. So if you're listening in wondering why are we the only teams left out, that's definitely on our agenda. But finally, Niall, you've got 30 seconds just to underline who you think is going to win this league.
I think it's going to be fairly difficult. I think I have a gut feeling, well, no more than a gut feeling for Edenderry.
That's different from the posters.
Horrible place to go. Yeah. But it's a it's a horrible place to go, and you have to be on your game to come out of it alive.
Possibly the only horrible place to go in that division, maybe. Maybe that's stretching it. Arklow's tough too, but it's one of the worst anyway.
Well, had the tie not lost a couple of players, I would probably have tipped them, but they seem to have lost a couple of players. They're in a bit of a transition. Spoke to one or two of the members there recently, and they tell us that their vision long term, they have a very good underage structure. They want to keep that underage structure and bring these players through and grow kind of generically rather than throwing, making a quick solution. So if that was the case, I would have backed them, but I just have a feeling everyone's talking about Guinness, and I just think Guinness will hate having to go to Edenderry.
And no mention of Railway Union, you just think no.
We'll let the season decide.
Alrighty-o, there you go, folks. We go against the grain a bit. That's what we like to do.